No surprise that President Obama would talk about jobs last night. We have an unemployment rate still over 9%. Many people are now taking whatever job they can find, and oftentimes that means a real cut in pay. According to a study out today from the National Employment Law Project, that's a liberal policy advocacy group that focuses on unemployment, jobs that are growing most are in mid-wage and low-wage industries. And joining us to talk about this is Annetta Bernhardt. She's the policy co-director at the National Employment Law Project. And also Chelsea Nelson once worked as a secretary, was unemployed for a year before she accepted a job as a waitress at a truck stop. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, good morning.
Chelsea, let me ask you first, can you tell us how big a pay cut have you taken?
It was about 30% to 40% pay cut.
But you're working 40 hours. You have a full-time job now.
Yes.
Do you have benefits?
No.
Did you have them before?
Yes.
So what kind of things have had to change in your life in order to be able to afford a 40% cut in pay with no benefits?
Well, me and my husband and my son are currently living with my parents, and we can't really go to the doctor. My son's on Medi-Cal right now, so we can't really. He goes to the doctor, and we don't. So it's really hard on us.
So you are now working as a waitress at a truck stop?
Yes.
What kind of jobs were you applying for?
At first, I was applying for any clerical work, and then after about a year, I just applied for wherever I could get.
Annette Bernhardt, can you tell us, is Chelsea's story typical across the nation today?
You know, I mean, we suspect it really is, and it's a brutal story to go into Labor Day with, right? If you look at the jobs that have been growing in 2010, there's a real contrast between those jobs and the jobs that we lost in the previous 2 years. I mean, we have seen some growth in mid-wage industries, like hospitals and manufacturing, but a lot of the growth has been in these low-wage industries, exactly like Chelsea said, restaurants, you know, retail, nursing homes, temp help agencies. And the problem there is exactly lower wages, no benefits. I would also flag, you know, very little prospects of long-term career development. It's too early to say how much these trends will continue. I think we're really early in the recovery, and it's, you know, basically a stalled recovery at this point. But I think on the ground, this is exactly what workers are feeling.
Well, they can't help the economy when you have workers taking jobs in which they can't afford to spend any money. They can't go to the doctor. I mean, they probably, we heard from a listener, as I said earlier, who's working more than 40 hours a week and still has to take food stamps. That seems to be something that's going to keep us in recession longer.
Well, that's exactly right. And I'm not sure if people realize, but fully 70% of GDP of our economy is consumer spending. So right now we're trying to drive growth off of low-wage jobs, but that's really no way to jumpstart consumer demand. And so that's one of the main reasons that we did this study, is to, you know, get an early warning bell out there to policymakers that, you know, at the same time that we absolutely have to keep focusing on unemployment, we need to pick up this second focus on wages and whether working families can support themselves and the businesses around them.
Well, Chelsea, at least your job at the truck stop is probably less stressful, right? Less responsibilities? It's just your regular job? You go and come home?
No, it's a lot more stressful. I used to have a really cushy job just sitting down, and now I have pretty bad back problems, and it doesn't make it easier standing on my feet all day.
Chelsea, did you go to college?
Yes.
All right. Well, then, you know, I'm having trouble here this morning. And Ed, explain the statistics that the Census Bureau reported this morning that show in 2008, single childless women between 22 and 30 earned 8% more on average than guys their age. Is that a short-term phenomenon, or has that been coming for a while?
Huh, that's interesting. I haven't seen that. I mean, there are definitely longer-term labor market trends here that have to do with the entrance of women into the economy, and that may be an overall stat, but I have to tell you, women are impacted disproportionately by these low-wage jobs, especially the caregiver jobs, the waitress jobs. They make less money than men in those jobs. They're less likely to move up in those jobs. So that may be the overall sort of average that's being pulled up by a lot of higher-earning women, but when you look at the low low-wage labor market. This is a story of especially women not making enough to feed their families.
Annetta, let me ask you one more question. There's another new report out from the Institute of Policy Studies that says executives at 50 companies that had the most layoffs during the recession took home actually millions of dollars more than their counterparts in other industries. And I have to wonder if we are... if we're kind of increasing the income disparity during this recession, that we're bringing in people at low-wage jobs, whereas the executives on the other end, their salaries are either remaining steady or increasing.
Well, exactly. I think that's the fear. And what I want to flag for your listeners, though, is that this is not a new trend. When we started the recession, we were already looking at 20 years of growing inequality and the hollowing out of the middle class, which is what the picture you're painting. I think this is the real fear, that this recession has accelerated and exacerbated that trend. And it's just the glimmers we're seeing, it's just reasserting itself again.
Annetta Bernhardt is the policy co-director for the National Employment Law Project, which is a liberal policy advocacy group focusing on the unemployed. Chelsea Nelson, let me ask you a question. Your husband also took a pay cut as well, right?
Yes.
Are you worried about your future, even with the job at the truck stop?
Yeah, I'm really worried. We're trying to apply for housing assistance right now, and even with housing assistance, we'll still need to get on food stamps and cash aid and everything.
And I understand that the restaurant where you're working right now is in danger of closing.
Yes.
Because?
Because we're being boycotted right now by some churches, because our new owners are Pakistani.
Chelsea Nelson lost her job as a secretary. She now works as a waitress at a truck stop after searching for a job for a year.
Oh,
she
caught in the middle of the culture wars there.
It's incredible, incredible.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.